Sammy J on ABC Radio Melbourne.
Our Premier, who art in Spring Street, Dan Andrews be thy name. Thy lockdowns come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in Mulgrave. Give us this day our daily case numbers, and forgive us our quarantine breaches, as we forgive those states who quarantine breach against us. And lead us not into Dan Murphy's, but deliver us our vaccines. For thine is the Eastern, the Tulla, and the Murray. Forever and ever. Amen. With apologies, of course, to the Lord's Prayer, which is still spoken at the beginning of Victorian Parliament, but in a conversation that seems to return every few years, many members of Parliament refuse to say it, and many members are arguing once again for its removal. Reverend Tim Costello, I imagine, has a few thoughts. Good morning, Reverend, and thank you very much for joining us on Breakfast.
Good job, Sammy J, but I think I'll stick with the original too.
Well, and it is a beautiful piece of work, and I don't say that with any cynicism. I don't identify as Christian, but I identify most closely with that faith tradition, and it's how I often access, you know, a spiritual sense and so on. But I also believe firmly in the separation of church and state. Do you think it's still right that the Lord's Prayer is spoken in Victorian Parliament?
Yeah, look, I like it. I also agree with the separation of church and state. I'm a Baptist minister and we got locked up by the state church, the Church of England. John Bunyan, who wrote Pilgrim's Progress, was a Baptist locked up in prison writing Pilgrim's Progress because he wanted to worship according to his conscience. So I'm on your side on that one. But look, I support it because I want politicians praying for forgiveness at the beginning of every parliament. And that's what the Lord's Prayer is. I think that's incredibly important. I want them praying, thy will be done on earth as in heaven, because that's justice and that's peace and that's forgiveness.
We can, of course, both agree fervently that politicians are often in need of forgiveness. But, of course, we live in a multi-faith, multicultural community, and the sense I know that many have of not being represented in that moment, I think, is a strong one.
Look, I don't hear that, Sammy J. I have lots of Muslim, Hindu, Buddhist friends, and they actually don't object, like secular people do, to the Lord's Prayer. In fact, they will say, you know, if we've come to this country, we respect this because this is your tradition. Just as we, if we went to a Buddhist, Hindu, a Muslim nation, wouldn't say you've got to change your prayers because we're multicultural and we don't believe it. I don't actually hear that from the multicultural community.
Do you think then the logical extension of that proposal is that other faith prayers are included as well?
Yeah, at one level, I'd be happier with that. I think the transcendent, the saying that there is something above us that holds us accountable. We can't get a federal ICAC, but I like the fact that politicians have to pray and say someone is watching. Someone's going to judge us. Someone's going to hold us accountable. I think that is a profound check and balance on our system. That's why I support it. And other faiths absolutely pick up that. They pick up the fact that we don't live for ourselves. We live for others. We live beyond ourselves. And there is something that will hold us accountable in that sense, yes.
Isn't that meant to be the governor of the state, though? The one who's above everyone?
No, it's Dan Andrews, according to your prayer, and Mulgrave.
So what about those of no faith, you know, the secular people, of which there are, of course, many, many listening? If they've got objections to it, is that not worthy as well?
Yeah, the secular people doesn't always mean hostile atheists. In fact, in the last census, atheists were fewer in number than Jedi Knights, Sammy J. There's a whole lot of secular people who go, I don't quite believe that. But actually, they're sending their kids off into Christian schools. They're saying, I'll go at Christmas. They're saying, I want to, hear a Christmas carol with my kids in school. I might be secular and don't believe, but I'm not hostile. I think that sense of depth is important.
And I probably count myself exactly as you've just described, Tim, but I think just we agree on so much here, but argue on the periphery that perhaps in Parliament, in this day and age, in the modern world, that a specific faith-based prayer is potentially doing more harm to good than good. But obviously you feel differently.
Yeah, look, I do. I totally respect that people feel that, but I just think we're getting too thingy. You know, this is a tradition. You may not believe it, but there's lots of traditions that we hold on to rather than just stitching them out. But more importantly, I do think that that universal longing of justice on earth, that thy will be done, of accountability, of forgiveness, which says you're not a problem. You aren't just a problem that I erase. I get rid of all the racists, I get rid of all the sexists, and then I've got a good society. No, there's racism and sexism in me. I need forgiveness, I pray for it, and I offer it to you. I like that, Sammy Jane.
Well, speaking of traditions, there is no greater tradition than the idea of having an esteemed guest on the breakfast program and running out of time on account of other stories. Reverend Tim Costello, very much appreciate your time this morning.
That's a pleasure. Thanks, Sammy.
Reverend Tim Costello there, off the back and defending the Lord's Prayer being used in Victorian Parliament, where there is a current push by many members of Parliament to remove it entirely.